Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History. Here's what happened on January 14th. These days, American presidents regularly log thousands of flight miles a year on Air Force One. But back on this day in 1943, air travel was still a rarity. That's when Franklin Roosevelt flew on a Boeing 314 flying boat to a World War II strategy session with British Prime Minister Winston Churchill in Casablanca, becoming the first U.S. president to travel by plane for official business. The plane stopped several times over the course of its four-day journey so it could refuel and the passengers, including the frail 60-year-old president, could rest. Surprising fact, about 33 years earlier, Franklin Roosevelt's cousin, Theodore Roosevelt, was the first president ever to fly on a plane. The historic flight came about a year and a half after he finished up his second term in office. Also on this day in history, in 1784, the Treaty of Paris was signed, officially ending the American Revolution. In 1954, Marilyn Monroe married Joe DiMaggio. And in 1970, Diana Ross and the Supremes performed their final concert. That's all for today in history. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you, and of course, have a great day. Don't forget to check out History This Week, the podcast This Day in History fans love. Here's a sneak peek of this week's episode, out now.
History This Week, January 15th, 1535. King Henry VIII has a decree. As of today, he is, quote, the only supreme head of the Church of England. Henry is saying something very radical. Up until now, the Pope has been the supreme head of the Church of England. But now Henry's saying he is. All because the Pope has refused to do what Henry wants, which is to annul his marriage. Today, King Henry VIII moves heaven and earth to marry the woman he loves. And just 1,000 days later, he will have her executed. Why? And why have we gotten Anne's story wrong for so long? I'm Sally Helm, and this is History This Week. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.